D. Listening skills. Exercise 3, page 22. Speaker 1.
Last winter there was a huge factory fire right near my house. We first noticed a smell of smoke coming through the living room window. I looked outside and the smoke was so thick that it was difficult to see to the end of the garden. Suddenly there was the sound of sirens as 5 or 6 fire engines raced down the road towards the factory. The factory made clothing which was highly flammable, and it took the firefighters 2 days to put the blaze out. We had to stay inside the whole time so that the dense smoke didn't hurt our eyes and throats. Oh, I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Speaker 2.
When I was a little girl, my parents would take me and my sister to the seaside every summer. We would stay in a little cottage by the sea in a really quiet resort. One year, we were there on holiday when an oil tanker hit some rocks just offshore. It spilled tons of oil into the ocean. It was awful. Black slime had covered the beach, and the birds and fish all got ill. We tried to help the volunteers as much as we could by cleaning rocks and helping the animals, but it wasn't enough. By the time our holiday was over, there was still a lot to do, and it would have been nice if we could have stayed longer. It's such a shame that the oil hurt the local wildlife.
Speaker 3.
My childhood home was right next to a busy road, and I saw 2 accidents happen outside my house when I was younger. So I've always been very strict about wearing my seatbelt. 2 months ago, I was driving my sister to the shops, and she didn't want to wear her seatbelt, but I made her put it on. Suddenly, a lorry that was overtaking another car crashed into the back of us. It was a big collision, but my sister and I were fine. It smashed the rear windscreen, and the police said that if we hadn't been wearing our seatbelts, we could have been really hurt, which proves that you should always be careful. It turned out that the driver of the lorry was speeding, so he got into a lot of trouble with the police.
Speaker 4.
I'd never felt an earthquake until last year. It happened very late at night, while everyone was asleep. I was in the middle of a dream when everything in my bedroom started shaking and I woke up. At first, I had no idea what was going on. Things were dropping off my shelves, and I thought the house was falling down. It was terrifying. The tremors only lasted for a minute or so, but it felt like forever. Smaller aftershocks carried on for a while, and afterwards the house was in a mess. All of the plates in the kitchen had fallen out of the cupboards and smashed. Luckily, there wasn't any serious damage, but everyone was pretty shocked.
Speaker 5.
Floods are quite common in my area. I live by the sea, so we get rising tides and big waves when there's a storm. The last flood we had was the worst I've ever seen, though. We always keep an eye on the weather forecast, and when we saw that a massive storm was on its way, we put sandbags by the door and moved all of our valuable belongings upstairs. It was lucky that we were ready because the flood water was over a meter deep and it took a week to drain away. We even had to use an inflatable boat to get to the next door neighbor's house. Sometimes it's good to be prepared for anything.